Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Your hometown. It's that time of the month again, and we can't wait to take you to Joliet. This month's stop on the Your Hometown Tour. Ride with us as we explore the local jewels and show you why Joliet should be your hometown. Sponsored by McDonald's at Properties in Granbury.
The city of steel and stone, the third largest city in Illinois by population, a significant transportation hub, and the only city in the state with two casinos. As of right now, Joliet Area Historical Museum, he's with it. Greg Pierbold is joining us to tell us more about the history there. A lot of people didn't know. I was looking up some fun facts about Joliet, and there were a ton of things I didn't know. The number of movies shot there, the several stops along Route 66 you can check out right there in town. Greg, you're aware of all this stuff. I know you have some tours and some other events you want to tell us about. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. And yeah, we're a very surprising city, and I think more and more people discovering us every day and how much cool stuff we got here. So yeah,
Prison City is one of the things you've been known as, and you still have opportunities to explore that if you want to. I know there are tours on your website and things like that. Tell us what people can check out. What are some of the ideas you have?
Yeah, so as of 2018, we took on the day-to-day operations of the prison. You know, again, we had that reputation as the prison city with the presence of the 1858 Illinois State Penitentiary made famous in the Blues Brothers and Prison Break. So, you know, as part of a tremendous community-wide effort, we decided, you know, the prison reputation has defined us for long enough. Let's turn around and let's take this thing and define it to the rest of the world. I think it, you know, exceeded a lot of expectations, been very successful. We have visitors regularly from all over the world who are coming to see it, and it's also an opportunity to engage and educate about the historic institution that's incarceration, and certainly at times that is a difficult topic, but we feel that, you know, in coordination with what we do at the museum, that people leave feeling better educated about that topic. And, you know, as I've told people, it's a 16-acre artifact that's important and that has a lot of stories to tell us. So that's been a huge part of our operations in addition to operating our downtown museum campus, which you guys were able to visit a couple days ago, and we were happy to have you.
And there's a space exploration part there that people can check out. Tell us more about that, Greg.
Yeah, so in the downtown museum, again, we have kind of a visitor center experience, and we got on the boat, you know, with the Route 66 travelers very early on, and that culminated with a visit from Paul McCartney in 2008, the Paul McCartney. And part of the experiences we have that talks about the city of Joliet and its history, you know, transportation from the I&M Canal all the way to the moon. And John Hobalt, who was a Joliet Township High School graduate, Joliet Junior College graduate, Joliet Junior College is currently located on Hobalt Road. And he was really the mind behind the moon landing and the science that got us there, the lunar excursion module approach, the LEM, and the lunar orbit rendezvous. And he was credited, you know, all the way up to senior leadership as kind of the person who got us there and got us there, you know, affordably and on time. So we have exhibits to him as well as, you know, everything from the moon down to the I&M Canal again. So,
And it's interactive. I know you can try to land the craft on the lunar surface, which I hope is going to be really hard to do. But I see the kids trying it out, and some of them seem successful.
It's really difficult, actually. You and I have trouble doing it. and that's not to mention the tech support just to keep it up and running. So.
Right.
But yeah, interactive. It's a very family-friendly experience. The video that was shot, you know, I think you learned that it's a big city museum. That's how it was described. And again, surprising. So, you know, we have interactive displays about railroad history, about the canal, about the prison, about Chicago Street, which is Route 66. All the way up to current day with what we're doing with still being an economically vibrant hub of logistics and fulfillment. So, yeah, we're very excited for our future, our past, and it's all here at the museum.
JolietMuseum.org is the place. Just looking through your website, just an enormous number of things going on that people can check out. You've got a craft beer tasting at the museum. You have the dark side of Yule, Christmas meets classical rock. A lot of programming there. It keeps you busy, I'm sure. Greg, lots going on.
It does. It does. We got a great staff. We have a great board of directors, a great relationship with the city that supports us. So we love to have fun down here. I think that was kind of how I closed out my interview, was saying, you know, Joliet is, you get a city historically, industrial heritage is a word we use. So a city of very hardworking people. I've referred to it as Chicago's blue collar, but a great legacy of immigration going back to our earliest days and up till today. So it's a city of great hospitality. We're welcoming, and yeah, we like to have a beer and have a good time here too. So, so yeah, that's very reflective in the work we do. So thank you for noticing.
I did. I was like, wow, there is a lot going on. We will have no shortage of things to talk about. Check it all out. One more time. It is JolietMuseum.org. Thank you so much, Greg, for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Anna, for having me.
And the celebration of Joliet continues throughout the day. Our hometown spotlight on Joliet here at WGN Radio.
Your hometown. Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions at WGNRadio.com/yourhometown.